This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The White House says the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden is dead, killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. Ben Thomas has this report.
Hamza bin Laden had been viewed as an eventual heir to the leadership of al-Qaeda, and the group's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, praised him in a 2015 video, introducing him as a lion from the den of al-Qaeda. Hamza bin Laden began appearing in militant videos and recordings that year. In January 2017, the U.S. named him a specially designated global terrorist after he released audio and video messages calling for attacks against the U.S. and its allies. He hadn't been heard from since a March 2018 message in which he threatened the rulers of Saudi Arabia. The White House says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details, such as when Hamza bin Laden was killed or how the United States confirmed his death. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Hamza bin Laden was believed to have been in his 30s. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation will hold an emergency meeting Sunday to discuss Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's intent to annex parts of the West Bank. Netanyahu announced on Tuesday that he plans to annex the Jordan Valley if he wins re-election next week, a move that could significantly alter the long-running Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Drones claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels have attacked an oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia early Saturday, sparking a huge fire at one of the world's largest oil refineries, crucial to global energy supplies. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is blaming Iran for the attacks attributed to the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. On Saturday, Secretary Pompeo tweeted that there is no evidence the attacks came from Yemen, and he added that Iran now has launched an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. This is VOA.